Again, for media members who have just joined the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here this morning. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the Villanova Wildcats, Mark Ferrante. Good morning, Coach Ferrante.
Good morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm well. A bye week for you and your program last week. How did you make use of that bye week?
Yeah, we pretty much did what everyone else has been talked about during their bye week. We gave them a few days off, got our coaches out on the road, did some recruiting, and then had 3 days of practice during the middle part of the week, and then gave them the Saturday off, and then came back and had a pretty good uplifting, spirited practice yesterday. The good thing about our bye week is it also coincided with our fall break. So a lot of times, even during your bye week, the guys are still going to class and so on, and they're around all week, but they didn't have any class or a game. So the days we gave them off, some of them were able to really get away, and obviously we want them to heal up and rest up physically, but it also gave them an opportunity to maybe go home, see family members, go to younger brothers' football games, those types of things, and, you know, get away mentally as well. So I think that came at a pretty good time for us, and we're hoping as we're moving forward to get to our next game, we have a few of the guys coming back.
That's what I was going to ask you about next. Certainly you have been battling a rash of injuries. Who do you think you might be able to have back for Saturday?
Well, right now we had, like I said, we gave some guys that have been getting a ton of reps, like Jaquan Amos and those type of people, we gave them a little bit of break in the last week's practices. But in the meantime, we also are starting to get guys like Christian Benford, our freshman corner, and, Brandon Hittner, we're hoping to have back in practice. He did some things yesterday, and we're hoping our right tackle will be back and we can get back to the starting five up front. And then, obviously, the big one would be Zach, our quarterback. He's been doing more and more each day and each week. I know he had a doctor's appointment this morning to try to see if this is going to be the week he can get back in the fold. And, you know, he's been doing more in practice. He still hasn't gone through the complete practice yet, but we're hoping we'll have him back out there when we resume practice Tuesday morning. And, just having his presence in there would be an uplift for everybody, I'm sure.
Yeah, obviously, the last time we talked about a week ago, you were talking about the need to try to figure out how to get the offense rolling, and having Zach back would obviously be a big help. But was there any other things that, as you've looked at that unit, that you like to see get a little better? Because you guys were rolling pretty well early, and like you said, obviously losing the quarterback's a big thing. But was there anything you looked at schematically over the break?
Well, we've just been getting bumped around a little too much, and it's almost been musical chairs up front. We've had Ethan Greenidge, our top lineman, has played three different positions in various games. So whenever you're moving the pieces around that frequently, that doesn't bode well for consistency. And we're hoping we can get back to maybe having the team that played in the first four games from a personnel standpoint and in the positions that they're accustomed to playing, as opposed to, mixing and matching and sending a group out there in different spots. And again, you move one guy from where he's accustomed to being, well, that's going to weaken that spot because you're putting in the backup there, and then he's also at a position where maybe he's not as comfortable if he's able to stay at his original starting spot. So I think if we can get the people back and, again, starting with the quarterback and then, get the pieces of the guys up front, I think we'll be okay. Our running backs are still intact and doing a good job. Our wide receivers, if we can get them the ball, can do some nice things. So we're good there. It's just a matter of, getting some of the other pieces back in their regular positions to lead to the consistency that maybe we had in our first few contests as opposed to what we had in our previous three.
Defensively, how do you feel like your team has performed at this point?
Well, defensively, we're doing a pretty good job. I mean, last week's game against JMU, I don't think the score indicated how our defense was playing, especially early on. We had those special teams things that kind of turn the game around and, cause it to be more of a lopsided or landslide victory in their favor. But same thing on defense. We had a starting corner, starting safety, and then Steve went out of the game, and then also we had two D linemen. One went out with a concussion, who I'm hoping he'll be back, and I'm pretty sure he will, and then another guy with a shoulder. So, kind of the same level of inconsistencies over there, just because of some of the injuries we've had. And I know everyone's dealing with it, so I'm not trying to use that as an excuse. We just need that next man up mentality. But, we also would like to have our original starters back in the lineup in the positions that they're supposed to be playing, so we can hopefully have some more consistency on both sides of the ball and in our special teams.
Obviously, after that fantastic start and then a rough few weeks, what's the biggest thing you'd like to see from your team over these final 4 weeks?
Well, the thing we need to do, again, I'm going to say that word consistency again. We just need to stay on the field when we have the ball in offense and do a better job, and I've said this in previous weeks. The area that we've been struggling, if you want to pinpoint one thing on both sides of the ball, combination of getting off the field on third down from defense and staying on the field on third down, converting some third downs on offense. And again, it all depends on how well you're playing on the first two downs, right? Like if you can get third and short or keep them at third and long, then your percentages of staying on or getting off are much higher. So that's the area that, you know, we need to continue to improve upon. And if we get some of the players back, I'm hoping we can get back to that level of consistency that we had early on. And, you know, we can do better on third down and so on and so forth. And ultimately, for the offense, we got to put the ball in the end zone.
Saturday, you're home against the New Hampshire team that is also sitting 0-4 in the conference, but we both know the tradition and the players that they have in that program. Talk about some of the challenges that they're going to present for you.
Well, you know, I don't think their record is indicative of who they really are, and I know they're getting some of their players back. They got banged up early on, obviously with Trevor being the big one, their quarterback, the preseason all-conference selection for offense, and now he's back in the fold. And Neil O'Connor, the great wideout, he's still leading the conference in receptions, if I'm not mistaken. So they have weapons on offense. They're very fast and physical to the ball on defense. Again, I don't think their record is indicative of the team that they have and their culture of winning, as you just stated. I mean, to have those consecutive years of going to the playoffs more than anyone in the country up until this year. The culture that Sean has established up there of toughness and winning and those types of things, they're going to be a handful, needless to say. And, quite frankly, I don't know if our record is indicative of the team we can be. So just like every other CAA game, the records coming into the game really don't matter. You got to go in there and play. And I've heard multiple coaches say it over multiple weeks of this program here on our conference calls that, the preseason rankings, really the current rankings and the records, aren't that indicative of what the teams are. You got to show up each week and go out there and perform at a high level to have an opportunity to win a ball game, because it's really hard to win a game in this conference, as we're all finding out. So they do a great job. They got an experienced group of linebackers that are good to the ball. Their secondary, Pop Lacey, Prince Smith, some of those guys, seems like they've been there for a while. And obviously with Trevor and Neil on offense, they got a great attack there as well. And we haven't played them. This is the first time we're playing them. So we've never faced Trevor. We've never really defended against Neil and so on. So we'll have our hands full for sure.
All right, Mark, thanks as always for taking time with us here this morning, and we'll talk again next Monday.
Thanks, Rob. Looking forward to it.
All right, thanks.